This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov. People who are fans of good English and studying the way that words get constructed will be having a field day interpreting some of the statements that have been made by President Trump in recent times. And the one that really caught my attention, it was actually really two statements, one that was written on his Truth Social platform, where he wrote that Israel must decide what they will do about the 12 o'clock today deadline, that was on Saturday, obviously, imposed on the release of all hostages. He uses capital letters quite freely.
That freaks me out, those capital letters, I have to say.
It does a little. He then went on to say, the United States will back the decision that they make. So on the one hand, he's made a clear statement that he expects all the hostages to be released. That's him. But Israel will decide, and the United States will back whatever Israel decides on this matter. And the attempt to try somehow to influence and grab the agenda and direct things doesn't go unnoticed by people who are students of studying how English is constructed and put together. But the next bit, which was a verbal statement that he made in response to a journalist's request about what he thinks that, about Israel not insisting upon all hostages being released at the same time on Saturday, he just said, Israel will decide what it wants to do in consultation with me. And there is just so much innuendo and so much undercurrent, so much undercurrent in these statements. And I just wonder if listeners think that these kinds of statements, where Trump is making a very, very clear statement that what he would do under these circumstances, but Israel is free to decide, and the US will support that. Is that a good or a bad thing for Prime Minister Netanyahu? Does it in some way undermine the strategy that he's following when he doesn't exactly go according to what Trump is saying he would do under the circumstances? Do you think that it undermines the Israeli government and the Prime Minister's standing and his position against Hamas and against enemies of Israel? Or does it do the opposite? Does it somehow strengthen our position, strengthen Israel, strengthen the Prime Minister, even if he doesn't quite follow what President Trump says he would do under the circumstances? I am not sure, to be honest. In the beginning, I was concerned that it was a weakening of our position, but I'm not sure, because when we see what's happening now, there's like a change of atmosphere.
So, Anthony, I happen to think it's positive in the sense that I think this was happening anyway. And I was listening to a fascinating podcast with Yoav Gallant, and he was talking about an operation that he was motivating for, I think it was on the 11th of October 2023. Netanyahu said, go and discuss it with your American counterparts. And he knew that, well, that means it's not going to happen, because once the Americans are involved, they're going to say no for various reasons, etc. And in other words, the United States were always imposing their strategy on this. Trump at least is, but it was all behind the scenes. We never knew what was being leaked, what wasn't being leaked by the Americans, what they were really doing. Here, it's just open. He's saying, this is what I would do. If you're going to do something different, chat to me and let's get on with it.
Well, I think that what we're seeing now is a classic case of the situation where the Biden administration had been involved in constructing the building blocks, helping to construct, being intimately involved in constructing the building blocks of what we find ourselves in now, which is a stage-by-stage release of hostages. And then Trump comes in from outside, not having been in the weeds, not having been involved in the jungle that led to the situation, because people who've been there all along the way and have accepted certain principles as they move on, when you get to the end, can't go back and reopen some of the basic tenets upon which the whole agreement was based. And of course, the idea of releasing hostages in stages seems to have been some base level agreement that was reached for reasons that are not entirely clear to me or to other people, and clearly not entirely clear to the Trump administration, because in comes Trump from outside and says, hang on a second, why are we doing this on a dribs and drabs basis? Why are we releasing hostages stage by stage? We need to demand that they all get released. And it kind of reopens the whole agreement and the whole basic, all the basic building blocks which were used to construct this agreement. But only someone from the outside can come in and do that. You can't be inside. The members of the Biden administration couldn't have said that, because they were the ones who were responsible for agreeing that many, many months ago. So it's been, I think, a breath of fresh air to allow this new administration, and particularly somebody like Trump, who's so outspoken and has very, very firm views and knows how to communicate those extremely effectively, coming in and going, I don't understand why it's got to be done in dribs and drabs. I don't get it. Everybody should be released.
Absolutely interesting. Let's talk about the release. Let's the Hamas has announced four bodies will be released tomorrow, and six live hostages released on a Saturday. Let's talk about that.
So let's talk about tomorrow. I'm already predicting and perhaps warning people that I think tomorrow is probably going to be the toughest day of the war so far, and potentially one of the toughest days in Israel's history. That's going to be tomorrow, because we're expecting dead bodies to come back, and Hamas have already said that four dead bodies will come back, including the members of the Bibas family. Now, we have no firm proof that the Bibas family have been killed, even though Hamas has said so a few times. And in fact, the Bibas family, those surviving members who are still here, including Yarden, have said, until such time as we have firm proof, we are still fighting for their safe release. Now, we've got this kind of dilemma because Israel has declared certain hostages dead, even though we have not received their bodies back. And that's been quite a complex process, including members of the Israeli chief rabbinate and the rabbinate of the army, using Jewish law, amongst other things, in order to determine whether there is sufficient evidence in our possession to safely declare that someone is absolutely dead, even though we don't have a body to bury. And we have more than 30 names in that category where deaths have been officially declared and confirmed by members of the rabbinate and the army. And as such, the government has come out also to confirm that. In the case of the Bibas family, we have not received sufficient evidence in order to reach that conclusion. And so all the while that we don't officially know, according to whatever procedures are put in place to declare people dead, we assume that they are alive. And that is exactly what the Bibas family statement has said, that we assume that they're alive until we have the evidence in our hands. And I would encourage members of the public, when discussing things on social media and sharing and whatever, to be respectful of that position and to respect whatever it is that the family wishes, because of course I think that their views and their emotions come as the highest priority for all of us. But I know tomorrow is going to be an extremely, extremely tough day, and none of us are looking forward to it. As much as we believe with all our hearts that even people who have been killed and whose bodies have not been returned need to be fought for and need to be returned home safely so that we can lay them to rest in Israel and their families will have a place to mourn them. And so I'm just teeing people up about what we're expecting tomorrow. And as I say, there is a certain expectation that unfortunately members of the Bibas family may be involved in the release of bodies tomorrow, but we just need to take it all with a slight pinch of salt and we need to take things as they come. The bodies will be taken to the Forensics Institute in South Tel Aviv at Abu Kabir in anticipation of those events tomorrow. The Forensics Institute at Abu Kabir has been declared a closed military zone starting from tomorrow, clearly because there will be a lot of sensitive activity taking place as those bodies are returned. And we will await the official identification and the official announcement along with the families involved to make sure that this is all done as correctly as possible. So that's my warning and my view about tomorrow. And as I keep saying, none of us are looking forward to tomorrow. And yet we all know it needs to happen. In addition to tomorrow, Hamas have uncharacteristically already released the names of the six hostages who will be released live on Saturday. They include two Israelis who are mentally unwell and who of their own volition went into to Gaza. They are Avera Mengistu and Hisham al-Said. And they will also be released on Saturday, along with four others who were kidnapped by Hamas in the events surrounding October the 7th. There has also been quite a lot of discussion around the body of Hadar Goldin, who has been held by Hamas for 10 years, more than 10 years, and who was killed on the last day of Operation Protective Edge, and whose body has been kept in Gaza. There were some views that his body might have been lost during the period of the war. We weren't quite sure where it is. We now understand that his body is due for release as well sometime during the course of next week. And as I said, there's just a different atmosphere coming out of Hamas at the moment. And I'm not quite sure what to make of it and what is driving this and why there is suddenly this willingness to come towards Israel and to suddenly volunteer things which were...
Could it be about the Bibas family?
I don't know. I think that there is something going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of that has influenced Hamas to somewhat change the whole tone of the way in which they're approaching this. Because the next thing that they've said is that they're willing to consider the release of all the stage two hostages in one go as long as certain agreements are reached. And let's not forget that stage two involves two very, very critical moments, two very critical actions. The first of which is that the IDF will withdraw completely from Gaza. That's action number one. And in conjunction with that, action number two is that Hamas will be removed completely as a power from Gaza to be replaced by who knows who. But Hamas have said they are willing to hand over to the Palestinian Authority. So stage two has some very, very significant elements to it that we, at the moment, I can't see how they can happen, to be honest. But there is quite a lot of optimism and quite a lot of discussion going on, negotiations backwards and forwards in Egypt and Qatar and other places in order to get to stage two and to achieve that. But I can understand, just going back to the start of our discussion about the Prime Minister not going along with President Trump's, I would demand all of them back right away. If I was the Prime Minister on Saturday, in view of what President Trump said, I would have said to President Trump, all the time that any of our hostages are being released, even one, we cannot disrupt the process. We need to do whatever we can. If it involves bringing back one, we will do that. Of course, we would prefer for them all to come back at once. But if that's not the case, we have to at least roll with it and allow each and every one possible to come home. And I'm sure that the listeners will all have their views on that.
And I'd love to hear them. 061-895-1019. Anthony Reich, thank you. As always, somber, thought-provoking. And, of course, tomorrow is another important day. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.